Okay, we're talking with Renee over at Kinross down near the Sioux. The EMS situation continues. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we've talked about this before, unfortunately, I guess, from your point of view and other small EMS operators. The state budget has been approved and no relief apparently for you guys. Is that correct?
From what I understand, that is correct.
So what situation does it put, what kind of situation does that put you guys in?
It puts us in a strain for funds for the next however many years until they decide that we can get a payment either from the lawsuit or from the state of Michigan.
So what does that mean for your services? Do you have to, there's certain things you have to do, right?
Yes, and right now our main issue is the fact that we had to take on debt in order to replace a vehicle and some equipment because we didn't have the cash coming in from WellPath. So we are paying on that debt right now, and we are in a position of about needing some more ambulances, and I'm not quite sure how we're going to replace them at this point.
So, for people who don't know, how much are you owed and by whom?
We are owed $434,000 for 224 trips that we took with incarcerated patients that had either medical or trauma emergencies, and we transported them from the facilities to the hospitals. Sometimes we've transported them to Jackson, depending on what their condition was. I'm sorry. That's about it.
Yeah, and so but these are situations that you don't have a choice. When they call, you have to go, right?
If the facility is located in your 911 service area, you are supposed to respond to all calls within your service area, regardless of the ability to pay. This is a little bit of a different situation than the general public. We did not have a say in who the state of Michigan decided to hire to pay their medical bills, and it is not our fault that that company that they hired and supposedly vetted, who had a terrible history to begin with, and they hired them anyways, it is not our fault that they went bankrupt. And if we owe the state of Michigan any money, we are expected to pay. In fact, we have to pay a quarterly QAA tax right now. And we are expected to pay that. But apparently they don't have to pay their bills when their vendor goes bankrupt. So the responsibility of the payment, in my opinion, is with the state of Michigan, with the Michigan Department of Corrections.
Last question. Where do you go from here? I know you've been, all of you, you're in your organization statewide, have been talking with lawmakers, and that hasn't helped so far. Where do you go from here?
Well, to be fair, the lawmakers helped us by getting the money appropriated and into the budget. Unfortunately, during the last hour, the governor decided that she was going to veto that budget if they did not remove those WellPath payments. So that was why they ended up coming out. So the Appropriations Committee did their job that we asked them to do. The lawmakers, our local representatives, did their job as we asked them to do. And apparently the governor is the one that stopped it.